The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Many of the Jews came to Martha and Mary to comfort them about their brother Lazarus, who had died. When Martha heard that Jesus was coming, she went to meet him, but Mary sat at home. Martha said to Jesus, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. But even now, I know that whatever you ask God, God will give you." Jesus said to her, "Your brother will rise." Martha said to him, "I know he will rise in the resurrection on the last day." Jesus told her, "I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me, even if he dies, will live. And anyone who lives and believes in me will never die. Do you believe this?" She said to him, "Yes, Lord. I have come to believe that you are the Christ, the Son of God, the one who is coming into the world." The Gospel of the Lord. So once again, good morning, brothers and sisters. And once again, welcome to the Feast of St. Martha, Mary, and Lazarus. Until recent days was known as just the Feast of St. Martha. And if you'll forgive me, I'm going to focus on St. Martha this morning, because she has the most to teach us, I believe. Because we have her same faults, right? Martha, she's best known for that famous story in the Gospel of Luke, in which, in the house of Martha and Mary and Lazarus, Mary sits at Jesus' feet, listening to him speak, and Martha's left alone to do all of the housework. Martha turns to Jesus and she says, "Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me to do all of the work alone? Tell her to help me. Tell her to help me," so the story goes. Now, if that were the only story that we had of St. Martha, you'd wonder why she's canonized a saint at all. The Church is not in the habit of canonizing people who complain aloud and give orders to Jesus Christ. But fortunately, we have this lesser-known story of Martha that we just read in our Gospel from the Gospel according to St. John. Great story of Martha's faith. Let's take a closer look, okay? The story starts in the house of Martha and Mary, where for 4 days their brother Lazarus has been sealed in a stone-cold tomb. Gospel of John mentions that detail of 4 days. That's because there was a pious belief among the Jewish people that the spirit of the deceased hovered over the deceased for 3 days. So now that 4 days have passed, all hope is dashed, and that's when Martha confesses her great faith. And Jesus says, "I am the resurrection and the life." And Martha says, "That's right. I believe that." So a couple of lessons for you now from the Feast of St. Martha. Okay, the first is, Martha is a great saint for anyone who feels stuck in their faith. Do you feel stagnant in your faith? Do you feel like you're committing the same faults, confessing the same sins, month in, month out, year in, year out? Turn to St. Martha for help. Because this magnificent story of Martha's faith comes to pass only 1 year after that other story of Martha's discontented, willed impatience. And what a difference. You know, the scribes and the Pharisees, they march merrily along in their anger and their arrogance and their pride. Look at the difference Martha makes in just 1 year. If you feel stagnated in your faith, call on Martha for help. That's the first little thought from St. Martha. Here's the second. And that is that Martha is the patron saint of anyone who's ever grieved the loss of a loved one in death. Because Martha was the very first person to ever hear Jesus say the words, "I am the resurrection and the life." Martha hears that. She says, "That's right. And that's what I believe. The resurrection and the life," Jesus says. So those two words aren't just lyrically linked together, they're logically linked together. Jesus is the life that only begins after there's a resurrection. Jesus is the life that only can really begin after death. I knew a man once, he was grieving the death of his wife. And he said to me, if I could bring her back to this world to be with me, I don't think I would. Because why would I want to bring her down from there to live this life here, when what I really want is to live her life with her there? So just think about this rhetorical question. If you could extend your life in this world indefinitely, would you do it? You'd have to say that the answer to that is no. We want more than this world has to offer. We want more than this life has to offer. We wouldn't want an endless life here on this earth with all of its sorrows, with all of its sadnesses, with all of its election cycles. We wouldn't want that. We want something this world doesn't offer, something that Jesus offers. Now, no one would know what that meant until after Easter, but Martha confesses it right now. We don't really know what it means this side of death. Let's call on Martha to help us to have her faith as we continue to make our way. Because all of the prosperity of this world means nothing if you have to surrender it in death. It means absolutely nothing. Think about that one. And while you're thinking about that, think about this. Even the greatest love in all the world means nothing if you have to surrender it in death, if we just return to our constituent elements. Martha believed that Christ was the life that never ended. Let's pray that we make her faith our own and call upon the prayers of the saints to help us today. Saints Martha, Mary, and Lazarus, pray for us.